Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, the plants are in, the sun's shining, so it's time to take 25. Sit back, relax, and join the conversation. You're listening to Two Sugars with Mariska and Kim on 104.6 Planet FM.
Jumping around the studio. It's been great. I thought we could chat a little bit about pets today. And in particular, the struggle that a lot of people have who have pets and are renting or suddenly find themselves having to rent and they've got the pets problem.
And so not being allowed their pets.
A lot of landlords have a very negative opinion about pets and will not allow pets. So if you're looking around for a house to rent, you often find that it says no pets. Pets not, you know, not allowed.
That's a real challenge, actually. But I will say I could imagine why many landlords do have that rule.
I totally understand that.
But that doesn't help, as you say, if you're a responsible pet owner.
And that's
to
the thing.
Find a place.
You know, you do get responsible pet owners where you wouldn't know there are pets in the home because they take care of the home as if it's their own. Yet they're being, you know, told that they're not allowed to have their pets regardless of, yes, they are responsible. I can understand that not everybody is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the home owner has obviously possibly had issues in the past with pet owners. But to class everybody in one bucket, that really does make it quite tricky to find a rental.
And it is interesting because whenever you're renting, you do need to, when you leave, the place has to be in the same condition. So yes. I can imagine you'd have to clean all the carpets,
absolutely.
Make sure all the walls and everything, you know, so if your pet has scratched on the wall, well, yeah. That's your responsibility to make sure that's all fixed up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is, well, what's the difference between having irresponsible homeowners who make holes in the wall and mess things up and don't look after it, and to those that have pets that do look after the place.
I thought you were going to say, what's the difference between homeowners that have pets or children?
That was my next one. Because, you know, you've got kids too. So where do you put that line? Because
yeah.
I know some homeowners don't want children. And they don't want teenagers. I know a friend of mine was looking for a rental and she had two teenage boys. I think at that stage they were 16 and 18 or something like that. And the one landlord just said, no, you've got teenagers, I'm not interested. And she said, but they're good kids and there's no parting or they're with me, I'm their mum. And he was like, no, sorry. And she was she was blown away.
Oh, that's quite devastating as well. And I don't actually know, I would actually have no idea what a renter's rights would be to be able to rent. I suppose if it's your house you're renting out, you have your own rules of who you want in there, but surely there must be rights as well. Now, you're renting, so do you have pets?
Yes. So we're renting for the, well, we've decided to rent for the next year or two because we're looking for some property to buy and then build on that. And yes, we really did struggle to find a nice home that allowed pets. And a lot of people, and I know a lot of my friends have rented and just not told the landlord that they've got pets. So every time the landlord comes around or the manager for inspection, there's a big kerfuffle about where do the pets go, whose house, you know, do you put them in the car and take them for a drive, what do you do?
Yeah.
So, yes, but we do. We've got two little dogs and a cat who thinks she's a dog. And they're beautiful and they're really good. You know, they're quiet. They don't mess anything up. We take them for regular walks. We look after the place as if it's our own.
Yeah.
You know, we water blast. We do the gardens. So, you know, really it is. And I feel for people that are struggling to find a place because they've got pets. And then you've got some people that have to find homes for their pets.
Well, that's true as well. And it reminds me actually of that. And you know, I don't know if it's still actually going, but there was a cat cafe that opened in Auckland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that they gave for opening it is because people weren't allowed pets, but they wanted to be with
pets
so they could come there and pretend, you know,
for
an hour or two that was their pet. So
I believe it's quite popular, actually, the cat cafe. I haven't been there, but I believe it's great.
I'm not a cat person, so it's not somewhere I would go.
First of all, that's a bit weird. How do you do that? But the cats are separated from the cafe, and you can take your coffee in, you know, when you're sitting with the cats and whatever, but it is separated, obviously, so that you don't have cats walking all over your food or that.
And you also see, pets have become a hugely lucrative business, actually, which is interesting as well. I was down in town the other day and there was the central Central Bark, I think it was called. So you obviously go and drop your dogs off there during the day while you're at work. And I know there's a lot of these places now.
Yeah, and doggy daycares.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, they're not actually in the house all the time ripping things up either. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity and people work with their pets differently. So they're not sitting at home bored, tearing up the walls or whatever else either.
Exactly. I think doggy daycares are becoming a lot more popular because people are realising it's not fair to leave your pet home alone, you know, for hours and hours while you're at work. And that's one of the reasons why we've got two dogs, because we just didn't feel it was fair just to have the one dog. And we were here and there and everywhere, especially with the kids' sport when they were younger. It could be, you know, that we're coming home at 7 o'clock at night and this little thing's been sitting there the whole day waiting for us. So that's why we got another dog, so the two of them can keep each other company. But I guess being a responsible pet owner, you know, you've got to care for their needs and take them for regular walks so that they're not getting bored and getting up to mischief. And that's why I think a lot of people do send their dogs to doggy daycare.
Yeah, and you're right, because I also thought when it came out, I thought, oh my God, whatever, you know.
weird.
Yeah, and I had some mates that put their little dog into doggy daycare. I was thinking, yeah, whatever. But you're right, it makes sense.
It does.
Especially if they're by themselves. And, you know, you were just saying that you've got two for that reason. And that's the same when I got the two little miniature ponies.
Mm.
They wouldn't sell me one. Because
okay.
So even though they would run with the steers in the paddock, it's not their friend. So same thing. They said they need a friend. They're a herd animal, which we are as well, aren't we?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. That's why, you know, our city centres are so populated, because we all want to be close to each other but don't realise that.
Yeah. but you're right, you know, so where you're a little bit stuck. Is there a pet friendly rental site? Now, there could be an opportunity.
That's an idea. Because a good friend of ours, Cherie, she's a property manager and she has her own business. And she said, I think a lot more owners are starting to realise that you cannot clump all pet owners into one box. You get responsible pet owners that are responsible with the home. And let's face it, if your pet mucks something up, just as much as if you muck something up or your kids muck something up or a guest mucks something up, you fix it. It's up to you to sort them out.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, homeowners need to give pet owners a bit of a break. How would you vet that? I guess how would you know that it's a responsible pet owner? But then I guess it's the same as how would you know it's a responsible homeowner or a rental? It's a bit of a tricky one.
Well, it's amazing the checks they do on you nowadays. It's actually quite scary, actually, the checks. But if you haven't rented before, you're stuck because you don't have any history.
Yeah, that's the problem, yeah.
But the checks they do, and the reason I say this, I was listening to a presentation by a property manager the other day, and he took us through all the checks that have been done, and it's at the click of a button now. So it's a program they use, and they just pop in your name and your date of birth, and it even shows where you've been searched, what you've been searching for on the internet and stuff like this. So this is real Big Brother
stuff.
That's
scary.
And I suppose as a pet owner you have to rely on any references from other places that you've rented that that's the tricky part.
What we found really tricky is we were homeowners and we sold and we decided we'll rent a bit until we can find a place that we, you know, we're wanting to build.
Yeah.
So we didn't have the referrals of, you know, yeah, these guys are great and they look after their place, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, our property manager, she knows us really well, and the house is always spick and span, and you wouldn't say that there were three pets in there. So it's a bit tricky, you know.
Well, maybe there's a clause, you know, and I don't know whether there is for pet owners or people that rent to people that have pets that they think is absolutely fine, whether there's actually a clause in the contract specific to damage done by pets. I'm not sure.
I'm sure there would be. It'd be the same as damage done by anybody, you'd think.
Yeah.
Damage is damage regardless of who's done it.
And, I always think the only damage they can do is to the flooring and the walls, because everything else in there is yours.
Well, true.
Well, I mean, apart from if you've rented a fully furnished flat or apartment, but generally speaking, all the furniture and stuff is yours. Yeah. So, you know, go to town and wreck that and put hair all over the place.
Exactly.
But you're right. I mean, it can be easily, you know, when you clean the carpets at the end, all of that stuff's, you know, it's all gone.
It's all
so
gone.
Should it be done maybe, you know, through, as they say, the regular inspections, maybe with a pet owner, it's a little bit more regular at the beginning so that they can see that
it's actually,
you know,
been looked after.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, actually. It's a bit of a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, look, so there's an opportunity website. You get all those rental properties on there that are, you know,
pet care,
embrace pets.
Rentals or something. Yeah, it's an idea. Who knows?
That could be something.
Mm.
Ah, welcome's mulling that. We'll just take a wee break. We'll be back with you shortly.
The time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her outside. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the songs.
Pets and renting, and they don't go together so well, do they?
Well, it shouldn't be any different to whether you're owning a house and whether you're renting a house. To me, you should still look after the place as if it's your own. Yes, look, if the oven breaks, well, then it's the landlord's baby to fix it. But
I wouldn't bother getting it fixed if my oven broke. I'd be quite happy with that.
Oh, I don't need to cook anymore. Sorry, darling, the oven's broken. So, you know, I think it's up to the responsible pet owners that, you know, you look after the place as if it's your own, regardless if you've got children, pets, it shouldn't matter.
And I think for most pet owners, their pet is part of their family.
Oh,
it's like a family member.
It
it's
is.
Not a pet,
yeah.
you know, that's separated from the family.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I know our pets are definitely our, you know, part of the family. The kids absolutely adore them. And they've all got personalities, you know. So it's just being a bit more responsible, but also, I guess, being honest with the landlord, trying to get a letter of reference from a few people to maybe show them that, yes, I'm a responsible pet owner and I do, you know, take care of the property and will fix, you know, anything that the pet does. It's the same with the children.
I suppose too, when you think about fleas and things like that, you know, getting in the carpet, but again, that's easily fixed. Flea vomit,
yeah.
When you leave, you know, that it's such a big issue that it can't be fixed, you know, as you leave somewhere.
That's what our producer Paul said, you know, that a friend of his, the pet actually had its own separate agreement in the rental where the place had to be flea bombed, I think, and carpets had to be cleaned.
I can just see that cat signing the agreement.
Can you imagine
one
that?
Paw here?
Paw print, please. But I mean, there's ways and means around it, and let's face it, less and less people are able to afford their homes, particularly in Auckland, the moment. And there's more and more people that are having to rent, and it's just heartbreaking for them to have to get rid of their pets just because they cannot own their own home.
Exactly, and then where does that pet actually go?
Well, that's the problem. And then SPCA are left with,
a whole lot
of pets that are miserable and really upset, and it's through no fault of their own.
And it's not quite the same. I was just kind of thinking, I was trying to think outside the box and be creative. It's not quite the same, you know, like going to the cat cafe and having a, you know, wee pat of the cats. It's not quite the same if you have to put your pet somewhere and then just go and pop in and see them each day. That doesn't work either.
Well, that's the thing, no, because they do. They bring such an energy to the house. They really do. When our guys aren't there, you know, if they've gone to, I don't know, doggy daycare, or they've gone to the groomers, and we come home and it's so quiet, you don't get the excited welcome. Everybody's like, oh, where are they? What's happening? So it does. It really does change the dynamic of the home, and it's good for children to have pets around.
Oh, I definitely agree.
So that they
can,
you know, learn to look after somebody else, something else, rather than just themselves.
So for all you renters out there, you people that own properties that you want to rent, maybe look into this a little bit more and take that bias away that all pet owners are, you know, not worth having as renters, because there are many responsible ones out there. And, just think
there's
about,
a lot you can do.
As you say, if there's a separate contract for the pets, there is your solution. So don't lock out those great people that you might have as your renters just because they've got a pet.
Indeed.
Right, well, that's it for this week.
Gosh, it's flown.
Absolutely. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.